Joining us on the phone this morning to talk about how this is affecting people, you know, just mentally and just personality-wise, Dr. Amy Canuso is a psychiatrist with St. Anthony Regional Hospital. First of all, Dr. Canuso, thank you so much for joining us here this morning. This is a very different time that we're dealing with, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is historical.
Let's talk about that. What are you seeing in your practice and in talking with people day to day about what's going on with people as they try to deal with this?
Well, in my professional practice in dealing with other physicians and staying abreast on medical issues across the country, I'm seeing a great deal of concern. I think many of our general public, especially tucked away nice and safe here in Carroll, Iowa, people are wondering, what's all the big deal about? Why are we getting so worried about this? But a lot of what people are worried about is based on statistical data and models. And so this is something that epidemiologists, public health officials have been considering for years. And using those models of worst case scenario, they're starting to see that we're kind of there. And that may not be affecting us in Carroll, Iowa right now. However, the issue is that we don't want to see that worst case scenario of the hospitals being totally full, all of our resources being saturated, and not being able to help people. And that's why this concept of flattening the curve is so important. Now, personally, here as a psychiatrist here in Carroll, Iowa, I'm seeing patients that, you know, mostly two different kind of patients, patients that aren't really concerned and they don't think this is a big deal, which I'm trying to gently have them look at this in a different way, that this is potentially a very big deal and we all need to do our part. And then I'm also seeing on the other side people with chronic, you know, not even mental health conditions, but just worriers. Heck, I'm a worrier, you know, usually. And I have a good, strong, you know, kind of worrisome personality, which comes from years and years of families that, my family members that are like that. So what I'm seeing are people that are maybe kind of worrisome people anyway. And this is really bothering them. This is really sort of having them think about not being really balanced on what's realistic and what's not realistic. So in my practice day to day, I'm trying to reassure people, but also be realistic at the same time.
Once again, we're talking with Dr. Amy Canuso, a psychiatrist with St. Anthony Regional Hospital. Yeah, you turn on the news and it just seems overwhelming. And you say those warriors out there, they just seem to consume more and more of it every day. How do you step away and get some perspective?
I think self-discipline is going to be very important to limit your consumption of social media and regular media, news media on the TV. And then also know your sources. Know your sources. Make sure that you have a reliable source. We all know that Facebook sometimes can have some not so reliable sources, and sort of our social media feeds can have some kind of high and to the right, as we used to say in the military, opinions. So you want to stay with a very balanced focus. Public television, even, you know, the BBC, the British Broadcasting Company, and some of those more balanced, not leaning one way or the other, can be very effective. The other issue is, you know, have a schedule. This is what I'm going to watch today. I'm going to watch, you know, 30 minutes of the national news at night, and then I'm going to turn it off. And I'm going to go for a walk, and I'm going to keep a schedule in my day. I think that is the best way to approach this.
You know, exactly. That's one thing that they always tell you. It's like people are going to be forced to work from home now. Get on a schedule, stay on a schedule, and schedule just some times to be out and to be active.
You know, absolutely. We do it for, I've seen a lot of people who are doing it for their kids who are out of town, but I say do it for the whole family. It may seem silly at first, but make a schedule grid hour to hour. This is the time I'm going to get up. This is when I'm going to eat breakfast. I'm going to have exercise here, here, and here, and I'm going to schedule fun activity here, here, and here. I'm going to exercise reaching out to someone, a family member, in this hour, in this hour. You know, we can easily let the day get away from us and kind of fall into that social media time sucker, you know? So we need to keep on a schedule. It's going to be very important. And we all have wonderful devices that we can put alarms on to remind us.
And sometimes those devices need to be put away.
Absolutely. But keep the alarm on.
Absolutely there. Now, again, it's easy to say if you make some adjustments, yes, you can deal with this. But for those folks that are still struggling, even after all that, they need to seek out some help, don't they?
They do. One of the best ways is to, especially if someone is feeling in true crisis and is having thoughts of wanting to hurt themselves or so desperate they don't know what to do, 1-800-273-TALK. 1-800-273-TALK can be an excellent resource. That is our national suicide hotline. But also reaching out to the hospital here, reaching out to your pastor, reaching out to other family members who you talk to and that have been your social support. That is very important. Reaching out for a beer or a glass of wine to make you feel better, you know, not going to be recommended right now, not a good idea. What we see is when people reach out to self-medicate or self-soothe with alcohol, it can lead to worsened depression. It can lead to what's called rebound anxiety. And so we definitely want you to choose healthier options.
Now, with all the talk about social distancing and isolating yourself, especially the seniors out there, this goes counter 180 degrees from what we normally tell them in day-to-day life is like, get out and enjoy the life, not isolate. What do you have any specific advice for the seniors out there that are just, you know, trying to cope with all of this?
Pick up the phone and call people. I think that may be one of the best ways. Get together with your friends that you are in contact with right now at a social, at an appropriate distance. I have always been extremely pleased and surprised at some of the very innovative ways that some of our senior programs, you know, such as the nursing homes, have had to help people keep occupied mentally. Most seniors still have access to internet right now, and there are lots of wonderful resources that can be utilized. Listening to the radio can be a wonderful way to keep connected. But ultimately, the seniors should be reaching out, but most importantly, if you know someone who right now may be isolated in their own home or in a senior citizen center or nursing home versus assisted living, reach out to them. Make it a point. Do your part to reach out to them. It is so important.
I'll tell you what, Dr. Amy Canuso, psychiatrist with St. Anthony Regional Hospital, great insight on all of that. Is there a resource locally if somebody's got access to the internet? Where can they find more about this?
Absolutely. If you'll go to our homepage at St. Anthony Hospital, Regional Hospital, you're going to find a on the very homepage there, the first page you see, you're going to find a coronavirus, new ways to stay informed, and advice to stay safe. Click on the Learn More. And scrolling down to the bottom, you're going to have mental health resources, and I've put an article on there. It just came up yesterday, Staying Healthy, Mind, Body, and Spirit. I recommend reading it and utilizing some of the resources to keep your intellect and your spirit and your body healthy.
It's all right. Try to take as much positive news as you can these days in. Dr. Canuso, thank you so much. We certainly appreciate your time and your expertise.
Thank you for doing this. Have a great day.
You too. Once again, Dr. Amy Canuso, psychiatrist with St. Anthony Regional Hospital.